The five sorrowful mysteries. The first mystery, the agony of Jesus in the garden. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Jesus and his apostles, with the exception of Judas, have left the house of the Last Supper and arrive at a place below the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus says, "Let us part now. I'm going further up to pray. I want Peter, John, and James with me. You others remain here. And if you should be overwhelmed, call us. And be not afraid. Not a single hair of your heads will be hurt. Pray for me. Lay aside hatred and fear. It will only be a moment, then it will be full joy. And once again, thank you for everything, my friends. Goodbye. May the Lord not abandon you." Jesus parts from the apostles and goes ahead, while Simon the Zealot gives Peter the torch. Peter, James, and John then follow Jesus. With his hand, Jesus makes a gesture, which is of blessing and farewell at the same time. They go on until they reach the edge of the first escarpment of the rustic amphitheatre of the Olive Grove. Jesus then says, "Stop, wait for me here while I pray. But do not fall asleep, I may need you. And I ask you this out of charity. Pray. Your master is very depressed." Jesus is, in fact, already in a state of deep depression. His voice is tired and exhausted. Peter replies on behalf of everybody, "Do not worry, Master. We will keep awake and pray. All you have to do is to call us, and we will come." Jesus leaves the three apostles while they stoop to gather leaves and twigs and light a little fire to keep themselves awake. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus walks eastwards so that the moon shines on his face. I see that a deep sorrow dilates his eyes. He climbs with his head lowered, and only now and again he raises it with a sigh. He then casts his eyes, that are so sad, around the peaceful olive grove. He climbs up a few metres, and then goes around the escarpment. He stops there, and prays with his arms stretched out crosswise, his face towards the sky. It is a prayer rising from his love and his need, a true conversation with his Father. "This I want, that they be saved from the world, from the flesh, from the demon." He turns around, leans with his back against the rock, folds his arms, and looks at Jerusalem. His face becomes sadder and sadder, and he whispers, "She looks like snow. And she is all sin. And how many I have cured in her, how much I spoke. Where are those who seemed loyal to me?" He lowers his head and looks fixedly at the ground. I understand he is weeping because some tears shine when falling from his face on the ground. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus goes back towards the three apostles, who are sitting round the little fire of twigs, and he finds them half asleep. "Have you not been able to keep awake for 1 hour?" he asks. "I need your comfort and your prayers so much." The three wake up with a start and are utterly confused. "Yes," says Jesus, "pray and be on the alert, for your own sake as well." Jesus goes back to his rock more slowly and more stooped. He kneels, resting his arms on the rock. Shortly afterwards, he feels the coolness of the little corollas growing there, and he raises his head. He looks at them, caresses them, and speaks to them. "You are here as well. You comfort me. These little flowers were also in my mother's little grotto. My mother, oh my mother!" He bursts into tears. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen."
He resumes praying and meditating. Then he stands up and he goes backwards and forwards, whispering words that I do not grasp. To describe it is impossible. To see it is to share his anguish. He makes gestures towards Jerusalem. Then he begins to raise his arms again towards the sky, as if he wanted to invoke help. His anguish is such that, in order to overcome it, he shouts the names of Peter and John. And he says, "They will come now. They are really loyal." But they do not come. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen."
He runs fast towards the place where Peter and the two brothers are, and he finds them comfortably fast asleep around a few embers. "Peter! I have called you three times. Are you still sleeping? Do you not realize how much I am suffering? Pray that the flesh may not win, that it may not overwhelm you, not any of you. If the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. Help me." The three wake up more slowly, and with dull eyes they apologize and rekindle the fire, lighting up the poor face of Jesus. He says, "I feel an anguish that is killing me. Oh yes, my soul is sad even unto death. My friends." Every word sounds like a sob. But the three are too heavy with sleep. Jesus looks at them. He shakes his head, sighs, and goes back to the place where he was. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen."
He prays once again, standing, with his arms stretched out crosswise. Then, on his knees, he calls his father. "I have been able to bear everything, but not this. Father, take it away from your son. Have mercy on me. What have I done to deserve it?" He then collects himself and says, "But Father, do not listen to my voice, if what I ask is against your will. Do not remember that I am your son, but only your servant. Let your will be done, not mine." He remains like this for some time. Then he utters a stifled cry. "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen."
"Nothing, nothing. Away, the will of my Father. His will, only his will. Your will, Father, yours, not mine. In vain you attempt me, devil. through my mother, my life, my divinity, and my mission. Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by, but let your will be done, not mine. Be off, Satan! I belong to God. Then he speaks no more, except to say in a panting voice, God, God, God. He calls him at each heartbeat, and at each beat blood seems to flow out of him. The cloth on his shoulders gets soaked through and becomes dark, notwithstanding the clear moonlight that illuminates it completely. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
A brighter light appears about a meter above his head. As he raises his head, the angelic light shines more brightly. Then all the dreadful agony appears in the blood seeping out from his pores. Blood trickles from his temples. Blood spouts from the veins of his neck. His hands drip blood. And when he stretches his hands towards the angelic light, Christ's forearms can be seen, sweating blood. Only his tears draw two neat lines in the red mask of his face. The angelic light slowly fades away. Jesus reopens his eyes. He raises his head with difficulty and looks around. He is alone. But he is less anguished. He takes a large leaf, which is all wet with dew, and he cleans himself with it, wetting his face and hands, and then drying himself. He does the same several times with other leaves, until he wipes out the traces of his dreadful sweat. Only his tunic is stained. He folds it and lays it on the rock. Then he stands up and is still staggering a little. He goes to the disciples. His face is full of divine beauty, although it is deadly pale. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The three are sleeping soundly. Jesus calls them in vain. He has to bend and shake them. Get up now, and let us go. He who is going to betray me is close at hand. The three, still drowsy, get up. They follow Jesus without speaking. The other eight are also more or less asleep around a fire that has gone out. Get up, orders Jesus in a thundering voice. As Satan is arriving, show him who never sleeps and his children that the children of God are not asleep. The guards, headed by Judas, burst into the little square. It is a horde of bandits disguised as soldiers who grin like devils. All the apostles jump in one corner. Jesus remains where he is. Judas approaches Jesus and kisses his right cheek. In a sorrowful tone, Jesus says, "My friend, what have you come for? Are you betraying me with a kiss?" Judas bends his head for a moment, then raises it. He is insensible to every invitation to repent. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The guards, shouting, come forward with ropes and clubs. "Who are you looking for?" asks Jesus, calmly and solemnly. "Jesus the Nazarene." "I am he." His voice is thunderous. They all fall to the ground, except Judas, Jesus and the apostles, who take fresh heart again, so much so that they threaten Judas so explicitly that the latter takes a leap just in time to avoid a stroke from Simon's sword. Pursued by stones and sticks, he escapes beyond the Kidron and disappears in a dark lane. Then Jesus says, "Stand up. Who are you looking for? I ask you once again." "Jesus the Nazarene," is the reply. And Jesus says kindly, "I have told you that I am he." "Yes," kindly. "So let the others go. I will come. Put away your swords and clubs." But while he is speaking, Peter approaches the man who is holding out the ropes to tie Jesus, gives him a clumsy blow with his sword, and cuts off part of his ear. There is chaos until Jesus says, "Put away your weapons. I order you to do that. If I wanted, I could have the angels of my Father to defend me. And you be cured in your soul, first of all, if you can." And before stretching out his hands to be tied, he touches the ear and cures it. The apostles shout very unbecomingly and run away. Jesus and the guards are left all alone, and his new journey begins. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need of thy mercy.